Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, November 7, 2017. This is, and you are listening to I Hear Tarot Online Radio, and I am your host, Tina C. I want to thank you for joining me for our 10th show. This is being put on courtesy of New Age Guild's Blog Talk Radio. And as I say at the beginning of our show and at the conclusion of our show, thank you for joining. We could not have our 10th without you. We are broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. So it is 10:01 p.m. our time. For those of you on the West Coast, it is 9:01, and for those of you on the East Coast joining us, thank you for sticking and staying up with us. It is 12:02 a.m. your time. So when you call in, please share your name and from where you're calling. And as always, if you could, just so we can connect clearly, give me a moment to make sure that you're there and I'm there so we can move ahead with your question and it comes across clearly. I want to share with you, because I tend to forget and get caught up in the excitement of reading, because this is what I love and I'm moved to do. So before I forget, you can take advantage of 25% off of a personal offline reading whenever you mention our show. So honestly, it doesn't matter if you say New Age Guild. It doesn't matter if you say I heard you on the radio. It doesn't matter if you say something about Blog Talk, spirituality, I was listening online, you answered my call. It doesn't matter. It is just you reaching out to me, connecting with me, and I'm happy to offer you 25% off of your personal reading with me. So I know we have some callers on the line, and I want to get right to you, but let's go through the essentials first. We are looking at our call-in number. For those of you that are already on hold and standby, thank you for being punctual, and thank you for creating the energy and the foundation for the show. I can feel it. I know we've got a lot percolating and getting ready to happen. But for those of you that may not know and that are just listening, or for those of you that want to prepare to call in the future, the number is 323-642-1207. And I always say, let's be friends. Let's connect. The courtesy, the beauty of Facebook. Follow us on New Age Guild at New Age Guild on Facebook, where not only do you get insight and have me as a reference through Tarot, but there's so much more out there that can support through New Age Guild. So join us, follow us, let's be friends at New Age Guild on Facebook, and let's be friends, you and me, at I Hear Tarot on Facebook. And if you join me, if you friend me, at I Hear Tarot on Facebook, you get the insight of daily posts, daily readings, daily cards of the day from me. So there's different reasons, different incentives, so to speak, for you to join different pages. You're not doubling up. You're not going to get inundated. Just going to offer you more insight. You can also find me specifically, get a little more information about me, you can contact me by email. You can reach out directly to me offline. But look me up on the World Wide Web at www.ihertarot.com. That's www.ihertarot. And if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you can receive, as you may have already seen, posts and readings for the month, what you can expect. We already have those posted on YouTube, our monthly readings for all of the zodiac signs out there. No one is left out. No one's left behind. So subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you will also and can also view updates on the new moon, on the full moon, whatever we have coming up, retrograde. The infamous Mercury retrograde is coming up in December, you all, so we can get some insight to that as well. So subscribe. My Facebook page, New Age Guild Facebook page, subscribe to my YouTube channel. These are all different benefits. You're layering, you're not doubling up. So keep that in mind. As I mentioned, our call-in number for tonight's show, for the next hour, you all, thank you for joining, is 323-642-1207. And I want to go ahead, of course, and give you an idea of what we can expect for the evening. We're going to get right to our calls after just one more minute or two. Again, I want to thank you all for calling in and being ready and on standby. What we can expect for this evening is we're going to continue and follow up on our monthly reading, you all. This is the second card of the spread, so we get to find out where things are going, how things are looking. We get to look at our card of the day. We're going to be using a new deck. Last month, we used our beautiful Wild Unknown, and then this month, we are looking at Tarot of the Old Path. I'm going to give you a description that is included in and with the cards, just so you can get an idea of what the author, the creator, is intending for you to have with the cards. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. The reason I'm using this deck is, one, because I have found consistently that the cards really indicate people and persons that appear in my life or those for whom I'm reading. So it's really interesting because though it has a Wiccan foundation, so to speak, it does, and as I said, this is through my experience, move ahead with those that we can actually anticipate in our life. So it's really interesting that we can actually get almost a chalk drawing, so to speak, or a pencil drawing of who and what we can expect in our life and what influence they may have. So we're going to be using, for the month of November, our Tarot of the Old Path deck. We're going to look at our card of the day. We're going to look at our card of the week using our beautiful Angel Tarot deck. I recommend this deck so often for new beginners because it is so thorough and clear with keywords on the card and a beautiful description in the booklet. We're going to hear from Spirit via our postcard from Spirit, which is always so informational, poignant, accurate, in time with what we have going on in our life and in the world. And, you know, I have mentioned more than once Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and we unfortunately did not have time to get into the book or even discuss it. And that may be the case today, but, you know, you all, I am here to support. And if we can work together in real time, it's what I'm here to do. So should we have an opportunity or a little bit more time, we can discuss Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Of course, I am here to support, so please fear not. And before we begin and move on to our calls, I want to take and acknowledge and ask you all to do the same with me, a moment of silence. For those who have been affected, those who were lost in the Sutherland shooting. And as I go through this and ask for your spirit and your energy of light and love towards this incident in Texas, I also want to appreciate and take a moment to express my gratitude for those of you that are out there and willing to be and send light and love during some of these dark times in our life and in our world. That we are going through a major shift, and it is not uncommon for things to be out of balance and unexplainable, maybe even unforgivable, and so hurtful. So I want to thank you guys for sticking through, and taking just a moment to send light and love and healing, and to appreciate those lives who have been impacted by the shooting in Sutherland. All right, my loves, it is 10 minutes after the hour. We're going to move right ahead with our first caller. Again, I want to ask that we, and I ask that you understand, that we keep our calls 6 to 7 minutes long. And this is in an effort to reach everybody that we can. At the end of the day, it's never enough in my mind and in my heart of hearts, because I would love to speak with you all. However, let's move it to 6 to 7 minutes. That being said, it sounds like we have someone on the line. Is that right?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Tina. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, I didn't catch your name.
Hi, Tina. My name is Shuku. How are you?
Shuku, I am well. How are you? Tell me, how can I help?
I wanted to ask a question, a love question. I wanted to see if you see a commitment or marriage future with a man that I have in mind.
Okay. Are you able to share his name?
Sure, Human.
It's Human, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you're currently in a relationship, is that right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So, and the reason I ask that is because if there is something in between you becoming in a relationship or marriage or long-term, I wanted to make sure we're not jumping over that or stepping over it. So, Shakir, let me just get some insight. Okay, let's look at this two ways. We're going to look at your relationship with him currently, and then also see if we can get some insight to long-term, which would be, you know, potential marriage, but what might be right there too, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what's coming up with the foundation or where you are right now, we'll say your karmic connection at this point, right? We're definitely seeing something. One of the cards now, I'm using our Radiant White deck, and Shaku, I tell you this because there are 78 cards in the deck, right? And I pulled out 5, and one of these out of 78 cards is the Lover's card. This is the Major Arcana. So this is the universe telling us there's definitely something here, and I want to share that with you, right? Because it's important that you know that it's in the universe. It's not just you, so to speak, right? So a couple of different things are coming up. One, okay. I'm seeing obstacle, or I'm seeing restriction. It's tough to see which way it's going. And I'm also seeing journey and overcoming these obstacles. Are you looking at moving? Have you recently moved? Is there any kind of significant shift that's going on in your life right now?
Well, maybe my career, really.
You said you're focusing on your career?
Yeah, well, I'm studying. I have a board exam to do. So that would be like the major thing right now. And he's also very busy with work as well.
Okay, so that could be a restriction.
So
thank you for sharing that.
Going to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, he's really busy
with
work. I think that's the restriction.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm getting he's busy and you're busy. That's what I hear. Is that right?
but he's like really busy. I can accommodate, but it's like he's so busy that he can't even accommodate.
Okay, I see. Okay, gotcha. So one of the things that's sticking out in the first layer or the first foundation of your cards is the number three, right? So we're definitely past the first aspect. We're even past the second aspect or second phase. So there's definitely a connection, right? And it's interesting because I see, and I know you just mentioned this, the willingness on your end. So it's interesting because the cards are saying you're there. We're seeing a three of cups. So you're there to be able to celebrate. You're there to be involved. It's not just a one-sided event. And you want to. There's an emotional connection, right? So it's interesting, too, because we're also seeing the three of swords. So there, and three of swords has to do with more than one aspect of your life. There's actually multiple aspects that are coming up, and it can be difficult because what the cards are indicating is you get to make decisions for your life too. We can't keep waiting on him, and I don't mean that in a negative way. The cards are just reminding us that this is also about you and what you want to create, right? And when everything comes together perfectly. So let me just get a little more insight. Okay, let me get a little more insight for the next phase, which we said is potential long-term relationship, right? And so what's coming up for us is, again, and it's beautiful, we're seeing your willingness with our six of cups, our willingness not only to celebrate but to create, to have that home life, to have those memories, nostalgia. Now, for you, what's interesting is we're seeing a chariot and we're seeing temperance. These are two strong cards of the major arcana. So what we're getting with these is, and temperance is showing us the same thing. We're seeing a triangle that's significant in this deck. So there is some balance and there is some patience. So it's going to take a little bit of time for things to come together. And I don't mean that in a, this is going to be the rest of my life way, because the cards are encouraging you to keep moving ahead with what you want to create. And you actually have the option to do that. So it's interesting. Yeah, what they're saying is, they're saying move ahead and create your own momentum for whatever it is you want to have. And I'm not saying don't put your intention out into the universe to have a relationship, but the universe is recognizing it. But the universe is also saying, okay, you create your own momentum and then you guys eventually come together. But right now it's, I'm not saying it's, well, I don't know. Maybe it could be. The cards are talking about you having your own momentum and your own vision for yourself, and he comes up side by side with you as if you're in a race and you guys are moving ahead together and in line. But they're saying there is some movement for you.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, even though you're looking towards him and maybe that house on the hill, that it comes back to actually you veer off to the left and end up doing something different for yourself. So the cards are encouraging you to do that, especially with our major arcana. Yeah.
Okay.
So relationship is there, but
so
they're definitely
pretty much
celebrating
saying
you.
We might or we might not be together.
They are saying, that's a really good question. Yes. What I will say for you and what you can look for in the future is when you find yourself focusing on yourself and versus waiting, so to speak, or accommodating, then you'll find him, the energy pulling him towards you versus you being there when he arrives.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Do your thing, and it comes together.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
my dear. Thank
you
so
much
for calling in. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye. You too. Bye. All right, that is a beautiful question. It was a two-part question, and the cards were in source spirit was already saying, okay, let's get clear on this. Is there an obstacle in the way? And, you know, it's interesting because sometimes I can be compelled to ask, are you in a relationship right now for other purposes? But in this case, it came up as there's more to a different angle to some perspective around her question. And so it comes up that they're not currently in a romantic relationship. And so that just gives us the opportunity again to dive deeper and faster, which is where we want to go, especially with such limited time. And then when we're seeing the major arcana that we are seeing, such as temperance and then lovers show up, it does tie into her question. So we get to be open to that. And it's always so encouraging when we see the cards jive with the question that's in front of us. So thank you, Shaku, for such a great question and start. It is 20 minutes after the hour. If we have another caller, I am here waiting to see how I can support.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Catherine from New York. I called you last week.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that you were right. Congratulate you on your 10th show.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you on every level. Thank you so much. And then did you have anything that you wanted to discuss today, or are you just calling to give us some feedback and updates?
I do have one quick question, if you don't mind.
Please.
Oh, thank you. There's this person, Tom, that I'm currently working with, and I'm wondering if it'll work out, you know, if he'll kind of deliver on what he said he'd do, and if, like, it'll be timely.
Okay, so we're asking about Tom, and mm-hmm. it's I'm hearing a little bit of integrity and a little bit of delivery, and we're wanting to know if basically we can depend on him for business right now. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, totally.
All right. So let's see. All right. Let's see what the cards want to show. So we're going to ask if he's dependable and has integrity. Those are the big questions that I'm hearing. So the cards are coming back and saying yes, right? That we can depend on him. He does have integrity. However, what I will say, Catherine, that's coming up in the cards is there's more than one aspect to him, right? And so
mm-hmm.
we're actually seeing, yeah, so we're seeing him. And it's almost like he could be shown, or he can present himself in different lights. One of the cards that's coming up for him is the Magician, and this is one of the major arcana. So this is it's a comforting card because it shows us that he is equipped, and we know he can do what he signs up to do, and if he can't, he can make it happen. This is very favorable for him. But also with Magician, it can be a little misleading in the way of they have a knack for presenting themselves. So I can see why you might have or be sensing this wary energy, because that might be mm-hmm. somewhere around him. And I'm not saying that he's intentionally misleading you or being deceptive, but the Magician does, you know, that there is almost like an ether that's around that Magician card that can appear sometimes. We're also seeing, and this is where I'd like to give you some insight into what he's got going on. We also see the Hierophant. So this is a really positive card in the way of conviction, spirituality. We're seeing this Hierophant along with the Eight of Cups. So it seems like what I'm getting for him is a little bit of internal transition, connection, grounding that he's got going on. So this is kind of a pivotal place in his life, whether or not it's full out or whether it's something that he's going through. So I don't want to scare you off. I just want to present that to you so you're aware that everything that we see and understand for him in front of us isn't necessarily all that there is to him. There is definitely more going on than we may see, but he's got a good energy in the way of convictions, in the way of transformation, transition in his life. And he also we're seeing charitability and being open and connected to people. So there's definitely a lot of love and energy going on here and willingness. It's maybe just a little bit of transition, which isn't totally surprising. It seems like this whole world is going through some transition, but I just want to make you aware of that so we understand when we see him, it's not just what you see is what you get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I know he's moving. He has other jobs as well. It's not just me, you know. So he could just,
okay.
you know, honestly be, yeah, like I'm saying, going through a lot of transitions and things.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, thank you for being open to that. And I'm certainly not trying to give you advice, but what was coming through as you were sharing that is the space for him And you might even gain more insight into what's going on with him and aspects of him, of his personal life, you know, when, and I'm not saying that you don't, of course, but when we take a moment to ask about one's personal life, you know, he might be able to share more with you on that level than what he might have shared with you otherwise if we weren't asking him specifically, you know, how was your weekend or how was the move, et cetera. So I definitely see a willingness to connect on his end. And so you being open to that might really take you towards, I guess, insight or awareness that wasn't necessarily there before. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again. Thank you.
No, Catherine, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the confirmation of our reading actually really turning out to be accurate for you, and thank you for your congratulations on our 10th show.
Yes, and congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So it warms me, melts me, just surrounds me with this, you know, I call them warm fuzzies, positive energy and support when, and as any reader, of course, calls in and provides feedback that our reading was accurate. Not only is it confirmation and support for what it is I do, but it is just an amazing gift to be able to support and receive confirmation that the support is in Catherine, for example's highest good, or in your highest good. So it means an extreme amount to me to hear that. And I appreciate that. I'm always in gratitude and will be. This will float me to the next week, to the next show. And it is wonderful to hear that we have Catherine joining us from New York for more than one show. So thank you for being a part of our audience, my dear. It is now 27 minutes after the hour. If there is another caller available, I am happy to hear what you have going on.
Hello, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
I am in California.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, my dear. Well, tell me, how can I help? What questions on your mind?
Yes, I've just started a new sales job, and there's also I'm curious about an opportunity. They have another sales office in the Dallas area, and if maybe you saw a location change with this position at some point in time.
Okay. Okay. So I hear that you're currently located in California and you're asking about the potential to relocate to Texas or another location. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting that this is something somewhat within the near future, right?
I mean, I just started. So, I mean, I would probably have to prove myself over the next several months. Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Let's look at this. Okay, so what's coming up is, let's see here. We're starting out with the Wheel of Fortune, right? This is our major arcana. And so the reason I say is because, you know, the next thing that wanted to come through was yes, that possibility is there, right? More importantly, they're talking about, and the cards are indicating that there's a possibility not just for you moving, because that's there. It's almost like the question that's coming up is, do you want to be doing the same job in Texas, or is there something else that wants to come up? And the reason I'm saying that is because we're seeing the Wheel of Fortune, we're seeing a Four of Swords, and then we're seeing a Four of Rods, right, a Four of Wands. And so this takes us from the place of, this could potentially happen, to, is this really what I want to do, followed by, would I want to set up shop and be stationed or be located in Texas or elsewhere long term, because I'm not getting that we want to hop, skip, jump around for the rest of our lives or for the next few years, right? And so it actually opens us up to the question of what we want to do long term. That's what's coming up and how you want things to look. So yes, to answer your question, your skill and how you're viewed is positive. That really isn't even a question, because your experience and your energy and just your person is good stuff. It's sought after. It's really the cards are saying what you want it to look like. So to answer your question directly, yes, that possibility is absolutely there. Initially, I was getting within the year that we were looking at, or even discussions within your first year at this point from here on to a year. An opportunity for money opportunity for financial success, I should say, but it's going to be how you want it to look and what that looks like to you. So yes, there's definitely a very positive outlook and outcome for you if that's what you want, is the question.
Interesting, because it seems, because I just celebrated my 2-year anniversary living in California, and it seems like I moved from Michigan in 2013 to Scottsdale, and I was there 2.5 years, so I don't know if this is like kind of a pattern since I've started moving from where I'm originally from, that, you know, I kind of get bored and then look for like another adventure.
Okay.
Which
Let's
is interesting
see.
Because it's, cause this literally just kind of popped in over the past couple of days.
Yeah, okay, so let's walk through this, and thank you for sharing that. So, again, most notable is the Four of Swords, which is you taking your taking your space, taking a step back, because you're looking at the opportunity. This is great. You're good at what you do. But the Four of Rods, the Four of Wands, really stands out, and this is about stability, creating home, creating that space, that foundation for yourself that you're seeing as a home long term. So that's really interesting, because I hear what you're saying. And then we're still seeing the opportunity for, you know, like I said, your financial success and growth. But we're ending the spread with a Seven of Cups. So it really is about the options that you have. And I'm getting that. It's not just going to be this is it and take it or leave it. It's not going to look like that. And that's what the cards are saying, is it could actually come across to you in different ways, and you choose which vision, for example, you'd like it to be. So there's some energy on that. But you're right. You're right to sense it. It's in the water, this potential outcome for you to be moving. But I'm seeing it, or I'm getting at this point, it being longer term, with roots and a foundation there, and you might get to go off from there, but we're seeing a little more long-term, I guess, residence at that particular latitude, longitude, so to speak.
Gotcha. Yeah, because it's, Dallas obviously is financially, a heck of a lot less expensive. Your money goes a lot further.
That's right. That is, yes. You're completely right, obviously, and that makes a lot of sense. So that could be, yeah, that could be a variable. And I didn't see that, but I understand that now. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, stay in touch. And there's nothing wrong with checking in to see if we're seeing the same cards or if we're seeing a shift in what you've got going on.
Absolutely. I certainly will keep you abreast of everything that's going on. And, yeah. So much. I'm just glad that this is finally a financial plus.
Yeah, it looks good.
Position.
It looks good.
Wonderful.
All right, Mike. Thank you for calling in. You take care.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So beautiful, beautiful cards. Really exciting to see what's going on. Especially when what's coming across for me, you know, I cannot share with you, and I don't share with you all what, as everything goes through my mind, what comes across, right? But it was interesting because we were seeing, or I was getting some movement around the year and then some foundation, and it didn't click until he mentioned the financial benefits of living in Texas versus California. It didn't even click that this would definitely make sense, in quotes, for Dallas or Texas to be a long-term residence for him that will still allow latitude for him to globetrot or even indulge his "I'm getting bored, it's time to move" creative, energetic self. So it's just wonderful when all of that connects, and it's just wonderful and fulfilling when you, as the querent, as the person across the table, as the person in question, listen so completely that you can pull out and extract from what I'm saying that actually resonates and jives with what's going on, because I'm coming from that place. And I know you all know this. If you're reading for the first time or if you've been reading for years, you know we just get to that place where we're not looking at it from that practical, analytical sense. And so it's always really insightful and fulfilling and exciting when we get feedback like we just did, verifying and agreeing with what we're seeing, which really gives us a foundation to work with. It gives us a solid understanding of what we can look for in the future. And that's why I always encourage you all to call in again. You know, whether it's week to week, whether it's month to month, call in and see if we're seeing the same card. See if that trend is continuing or if it's veering off and we get to look at that, which is one of the reasons why I share with you what cards stand out in the layout or the spread that's in front of me regarding your question, you know, because I don't capture this. And it doesn't stick because it comes through me. These messages aren't mine. I always say it's yours to know. So I share with you what comes through. I don't necessarily capture it. And so that's why when I tell you, oh, this card's standing out, or this one's really significant, or even symbology or numerology stands out, it's because should you come back and follow up with me, which I would love, or should you have another reading, or should you be pulling your own cards, or should you be tuning in to another source, these are your cards. So you're going to see the same trend or a variation of it, which is why I encourage you to just be aware of what the cards are sharing with you when they do, so you know what's going on, because it's yours to know. All right, my dears, it is 37 minutes after the hour. If we have anyone else on standby, I would be happy to hear what you have going on.
Hello, my name is Joy.
Hi.
And I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for calling in from Kentucky. What is on your mind?
The possibility of love. I'm single and I'm wondering if that'll change anytime soon.
All right, the possibility of love. Okay, so we're looking, or what I'm getting is that we're looking or interested in a long-term relationship, not so much dating, right?
At this point, I'm just open, period.
Okay. I appreciate that. Let's take a look and see. So, yes, let's take a look and see what they want to share with us regarding you dating and a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Joy. So let me see here. You've got a lot of major arcana are appearing in your cards right now. One of them is the Hermit. We're also seeing the Magician. We're seeing a Hierophant. We're seeing the Strength card. So Universe and Source is talking about you. They're acknowledging the fact that you have had time to focus and centralize on certain aspects of your life, right? And now it's time to move on. We're looking at romantic relationship. We're breaking out of that shell, and it's time to make a change. And they're saying, this is beautiful, Joy. They're talking about, so I'm going to answer your question, yes. We're seeing that come up, and I know you're going to ask me about time next. And let me see what I can get in relation to that, because we're seeing support from Universe, and it is time for you to move on. It is time for you to move ahead. That's what they're saying. They're saying, yes, things have come. When I say things have come together for you, they're talking about, how do I say this? They're talking about you and, I don't want to use the word reconciliation, but they're just saying there just needed to be some time that you had on your own. And it may have been too long for your taste, But they're definitely talking about this has allowed you to come from a different and be in a different space when you're in relationship, right? And so we're seeing that especially with our strength card. This Joy, is a reading I would love to take with you offline because there's a lot of energy around what the cards are saying has evolved with you since it's been you in a relationship last, but we're not going to get into that because we don't have a lot of time. But I definitely want to express the appreciation that's coming through in the cards for what you've been through, what you've endured, and the place that you are in your life at this point, right? And so, yes, to answer your question, let me see if I can get any insight on timing. Okay. There may be a little more coming to terms for you that you get to make. I'm not seeing this being, it really has more to do with you in a new relationship and the boundaries that you're setting versus it being, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. They're just talking about, you're just going to be new in a relationship because of the time that it's been since you've been in one. We're seeing our Temperance card, which also indicates it could be a little bit more time before you're in a relationship. But I know that's not exactly what you want to hear right now because you're ready and you're asking to be in one. And we see that. We see that with your Ace of Cups. So as far as timing for you, Joy, what I'm getting for you probably, well, what was coming through was the next 2 to 4 months, maybe 2 to 6 months. So it's not going to be as soon as you might like, but it's certainly not going to be another year. I'm not even getting it being another 8 months. I'm getting it closer to 2 to 6 months.
Okay. Well, yeah. I look forward to it.
Definitely. And like I said before, stay in touch, stay tuned. And there's nothing wrong with calling in. If you feel you've had a major shift, the cards get to show us that. So if we're seeing a shift in them, please, there's nothing wrong with getting to look at that and give you some insight to what you can expect because time always changes. It's just one of those things. So I don't want you to get stuck on that 2 to 8 months, but I also want to encourage you to remain open to the insight and energy around you because you've got universe swirling around you right now. So now is a good time to keep asking.
I definitely will.
All right, my love, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Yes, you're welcome.
Love it.
Bye. So beautiful question, open and authentic from Joy. And as I mentioned when I was reading, there is a lot going on that comes through energetically through these cards. And I can definitely, as I mentioned, feel and sense. I guess history might be the best way to say it, that she has experienced, and especially with the beautiful strength card telling us she's been through some ins and outs and she's come through, she's moved past, and there might be a couple scratches that are still there that she may need a Band-Aid on, right? But that's not going to stop her from competing again. And so, and being in the race again, so to speak. And so, this is one of those moments when if it was just her and me and we had some time, we could really get deep quickly on what cards, universe, source are sharing that's really significant. Because as I said, the thank you and the appreciation for the strength she has was one of the first things that the cards wanted to come through and say, that universe wanted to come through and say. And that's a big deal, right? When source is telling you, he said, thank you. You rock. That's a big deal. And so I want to share that with you, Joy, because it is huge. And that's not something that happens to me very often when the universe is saying, hey, you're a rock star. So congratulations. Please stay tuned because, like I said, and for anyone out there, when we mention the major arcana, when we mention universe is around you, that's a big deal, and we want to keep asking. I know in life it would make us a little nutty if we kept hearing the same question every single week, but in this world, and that's the beauty of Tarot, in this world we get to ask. And so I always encourage you all to call in. Speaking of which, if you cannot call in or you do not make it on the show to ask your question, or you do and you want to get in depth and you want to look at this on a continuous level, get clear, see the trend, start to recognize what's around us, you get 25% off. So that's somewhat significant, right? We only have a few minutes to talk when we do on the show, but if you reach out to me you can find me on. You know, it might be just easiest to find me at my website, www.ihertarot.com. Let's keep it simple, right? IHEARTAROT.com. That way you can find my YouTube channel, you can find my Facebook page, you can find my Instagram page, you can shoot me an email, you can even call to arrange a time that we can speak and let's talk special, right? Let's talk a discount because I want to be able to support. So my dears, it is 45 minutes after the hour. Before we disconnect for tonight, we are going to look at our Tarot of the Old Path card because it's our new deck that we're using for the month of November. So I want you to get an understanding of what this deck is speaking about from where it's coming because it's a different perspective. And then, of course, we're going to hear from our postcard from Spirit because it is like they get to talk to and through with this Oracle deck. That is beautiful. But before we get to all that good stuff, if we have anyone else on standby, I am here to support.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, calling from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Tim, I am doing well. Thank you for staying up with us. Tell me, what's on your mind?
Oh, it's not a problem. I was just wondering if the card said anything about me changing my current job situation and segueing into a new career or a job situation. I'm starting to put the energy out there for that. It's time for a change. I was just curious if Spirit had anything to say.
Okay, so Tim, we're looking specifically at, and I know this is a little bit higher level, but we're looking at a transition in your career front, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So here's what's coming up, Tim. I pulled five cards. Two of the cards are pentacles, which has to do with finances, career, the material world in which we live. One of those cards is the Queen of Pentacles. Another is the Ace of Pentacles. So what we're seeing here is abundance, actually being happy with what we're doing, and even getting to insert our creative energetic self, right? Ace of Pentacles is talking about new opportunities, so this is exactly in line with what you're asking about, right? We're also seeing, and this is interesting because the last three cards that we're looking at is the Suit of Wands or the Suit of Rods, and this has to do with the creativity, the passion, the fire, the energy, the beingness of you, right? And so it's interesting because what the cards are coming across and saying is, oh, let's see. They're talking about how you process things, and I don't want to say very linear, but they're definitely talking about this is a linear process that we need to make sure that all our, you know, I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. So I will say what's coming up, Tim, is there's a little bit of conflict, which is really interesting because I'm seeing a Two of Wands, which is all about confirmation of moving ahead, and we're even seeing the three, so we can almost see, touch, and taste, and smell what it is we want to create. That Five of Wands really has my attention in the way of that's indicating some inner conflict. Do you have any concerns with this transition that you would make, or do you know what you want it to look like?
Yes, I have concerns of it. I'm not exactly sure. I just think it needs to be something different to what that I'm doing now, because it's currently sucking the life force out of me.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so let's... Yeah, man, you are so... Let me see. You're so right in that... It's like the cards are saying that there's a really strong reason for you to make this shift, and I'm not as extreme as life and death, but it is, like you said, a life force, and so that's what the cards are talking about. It's really distinct, and it's not that a new shift or a shift in your career is going to be the only way to get out, but it is pretty extreme at this point. So Okay, so let me see if they're going to give me any insight on how we can move past that inner conflict so we can open up the space for you to receive the opportunity and meet opportunity, because opportunity is around you. Definitely we're seeing that with our Ace of Pentacles, and we're seeing your success and your drive and your desire and your capability. We're seeing that with your Queen of Pentacles. That's not the question. I want to get some insight on that conflict. Let me see. How can we work around that? Let me just... And with this new career opportunity, would you be open to moving or shifting your location at all?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I would.
Okay, so thank you for sharing that. So what's coming through, and just as you were answering that and as asking that question, what was coming through is you don't necessarily have to do that, and that's what the deal is. That's what's coming through your conflict. And, Tam, we can't talk too much longer, but what's coming through is they're saying you don't have to give and sacrifice everything to get out. They're talking about you actually getting to visualize and see what would make you happy and put that into the universe. So they're saying really, you know that phrase, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. The universe is saying, oh, no, you tell us exactly how you want it to look. And so that's what they're saying. They don't want you to have to sacrifice what you don't have to sacrifice to get out of the situation you're in. So as far as that conflict goes and the resolution so we can move past it, so we can connect with opportunity at the door, they're talking about how you want it to look. And if moving isn't really something you want to do or not an option, then don't put it out there is what they're saying. And so it's just getting clear on asking specifically for you what you want versus, okay, well, I just need another job to get out of the situation. That's not what universe is saying they can come back and give you. So they want you to be really clear on how you want it to look. That's where it's at. But we're seeing happiness with it. And it's almost like for you, it's like a shift. With the cards we're looking at, because I pulled the King of Wands, the Sun, and the Chariot for you. So these are really strong cards indicating that you can have things the way you want them to look. And if you're comfortable and you're established with where you live, then there's no need to sacrifice that. And that's what they're talking about. Don't sacrifice. You've done that enough. And that's what this transition is about. You not sacrificing. You not giving because you don't have to.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, my dear, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
All right, so again, these are beautiful questions, and there's so much energy that comes through with just even a few words. And this already took us, Tim's, even his passionate response, you know, and the phrase life force, it's being sucked from me, is huge because it's showing up in the cards. And yes, he'd be willing to sacrifice, but that's when the universe came in, and this is how it works for me as a reader, and perhaps for you that are reading for the first time, that have been reading for a long time. The energy of it comes through, and I started to feel anxious and started to feel like, how much more am I going to give? And I can't keep, you know, maintaining this pace. And so that all comes through. And so we get, you know, and this is Source's way of indicating this is an aspect that we get to talk about. So it's great because, you know, Tim didn't put that on the table, but clearly even looking at his cards the first time, it is all about two pentacles out of five, which is a beautiful way to get quick insight, is using five cards. And so, you know, perhaps in the future I'll get to post how I read cards and the layouts that I use. This might be something that's insightful to you all, just so you know, as a listener. And also it could be if you're looking to learn how to read, I'm happy to support. So maybe that's something that we can start posting on our YouTube page in the future. But going back to Tim's cards, we're seeing two pentacles, and then we're seeing three wands, you know, so you can look at that. You can immediately get the balance of what's going on. So beautiful question, beautiful linear, and just as I mentioned, what's coming through in the cards for Tim, linear response, which is very clear for me what's coming through and for me what I can share and ideally what he can understand. So it is 54 minutes after the hour, you all. I want to, as I mentioned, share with you what we have going on with our Tarot of the Old Path deck. We have about 6 minutes left in the hour. If we have one more caller, I could probably give you a quick 1 minute response to your question. I don't want to shortchange you or step over your concerns. If you're willing to risk it, I'm willing to risk it with you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move ahead to our Tarot of the Old Past deck. This card is going to be, and this is our card of the day, is our Six of Cauldrons, which is also known as the Six of Cups. And this deck specifically reads, "The Tarot of the Old Path has emerged in recognition of the many card readers who are witches and initiates of Wicca, often referred to as the craft, the old religion, or the old path. In fact, no witch is truly a witch without a good working knowledge of these ancient symbols. Witchcraft, to use a popular term, should not be confused with Satanism or black magic. It is a beneficial nature-based religion and philosophy which aims to improve the quality of life." So again, you guys, I am introducing this Tarot of the Old Path deck to you because it discusses a different aspect and provides us, most often in my experience, with a description, an outline of someone we can actually anticipate appearing in our life. So it's extremely insightful, in which case it narrows down literally to the T, to the person, hair color, age, qualities. This is something really beneficial in our work. And so I wanted to introduce this deck to you. And regarding our card of the day, it is, again, the Six of Cauldrons. And this card indicates a love that is innocent and undemanding, a reunion with an old friend, nostalgia, and memories. So you all, I encourage you to take a look or reflect on your day to see if any of that surfaced. Again, a love that is innocent and undemanding, a reunion with an old friend, nostalgia, and memories. So we're going to move ahead using our Tarot of the Old Path for the month of November because, ironically enough, today's card of the day doesn't outline a specific person the way I indicated this deck will and can. However, it is talking about an idea, nostalgia, old friend, memories. So look back into your life today. See if any of that appeared. You all, if it did, feedback, right? That's where it's at. Let us know. Post on my Facebook page. Post, more importantly, on our New Age Guild page where we have a picture of the card. So you can actually see what you're looking at, see what you're dealing with, see what you can expect, right? Quickly, we're going to move on to our Angel Tarot card of the week. Again, go to our follow our at New Age Guild Facebook page to see what we're looking at here. But our card of the week is the Ace of Air. And this card indicates brilliant new ideas and inspiration, seeing the truth of a situation and a challenging beginning. So it may sound a little intimidating, you all, but this card is all about taking power, new ideas, taking flight. Expect great inspiration to come possibly from an event or a situation that previously troubled you. Now you see the opportunity to create something amazing and you're full of excitement. This card is telling us to focus our thoughts, you all. We have about 2 minutes left in the hour. So I'm going to slow my passionate self down and tell you all thank you for joining our 10th show. Thank you, Shoku, Catherine, Mike, Joy, and Tim, for making this show special and exclusive. We could not do it without you. And I want to share with you what you can expect for next week. We're going to talk about what's going on for our month. We're going to look at our card of the day, our card of the week again, looking at our monthly reading. We didn't get to do that today. We're going to follow up with it because there's a lot shaken down. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can see what's going on for your horoscope for the month. My mission is to empower you all with insight and understanding so you can make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It is yours to know. It is not anyone to take it from you, and it is your voice to express. My love and gratitude goes to you all for joining me, for making the show the way you have. Take care.